I'm here at a UN chamber absolutely full of people interested in learning about sustainable fashion. Panelists today include designers, educators, and policy contributors advocating for the United Nations Department of Public Information global partnership with NGOs to expand the use of fashion as a vehicle for change. Speaking to us is a founder of a global platform promoting sustainable fashion, Patrick Duffy.
We had these incredible panelists from all different parts of the industry talking about what they're doing with their brands, from transparency to sourcing to ethical treatment of workers, all this amazing stuff. And we had a really emotional and informative talk. The audience members got really into it. They asked really engaging, in-depth questions. Overall, it was a great experience. And to new people, I saw a lot of new faces that are really interested in transforming their brands, and they came up to me immediately afterwards and said, you know what, this is so informative, you gave us some key takeaways, we can't wait to do this. So a lot of inspiration happened, which was amazing, and I think it's exactly what we wanted, so it was good.
Describe some of the key issues that were addressed in the fashion industry in terms of sustainability.
We're looking, for instance, at water usage is a huge one. You know, there's a statistic that just came out in The Guardian that said 84% of water that was tested in the world was contaminated with plastic fibers, which a major contributor of that comes from fast fashion. So when we wash our clothes, when we wash these polyester or fleece, billions of microparticles go into the water. And it goes into our drinking water supply, and we drink it, and then of course we have, the unethical treatment of workers in factories, which is also yet another major issue. I will say this, it actually provides an opportunity for us to come together and create these inspirational events, because now I think more than ever, because the fashion industry has really started to focus on this, you've got people that have been doing this for years and years who are finally kind of coming up, and you've got big fashion brands and media sources that are starting to shine a light on these people and these organizations, which is great. Now the challenge is how do we get it all together? How do we get these people to, how do we get all of this information in kind of a collective place where people can access it and really use it?
There was a ton of talk about partnering with powerful figures, celebrities that are taking conscious steps in terms of what they're wearing, knowing the brand, where it comes from. What recent partnerships have you seen, or do you see any coming through in the near future?
My organization, Global Fashion Exchange, which is a clothing swap organization, which started as something really small. It was like just a clothing swap idea, and then we turned it now into a global communications platform and educational tool. So that with that, we have now have a global presence. We've done swaps in London, New York, Lisbon, Sydney, Melbourne, countless cities. And with that, we have developed a great following of people. And one of them in particular who's been so passionate with us the whole entire time is this actress called Jamie Clayton, who is a dear friend, but also on a TV show called Sense8. She's been talking about coming on board with us for a while, and we finally decided, let's do this campaign, and we're going to collaborate, and let's show the world what we can do. And, I think we're going to start to see a lot more organizations in the fashion industry do that, because again, everybody loves to wear clothing. It's a sign of who you are. People love to wear clothes. They love to buy clothes. So I think if we can really start to marry all of these things together, like get the designers when they're young in school, get them thinking about creating sustainably, using amazing materials, and then partner with these incredible vocal voices like Emma Watson, Angelina Jolie, you, me. Just get it talking. Then, transformation can happen. So.
The power of familiar faces, right?
Bingo, yeah.
Why is the partnership between the UN's Department of Public Information and NGOs in promoting sustainable development in the fashion industry so important?
They hold the key and the tools and the toolkit, really. Sustainable Development Goals is a guidebook for people to be able to understand what the problem is, first of all. And so for them, being involved, really, I think it gives people a roadmap. It gives people the toolkit that they need in order to do things successfully for transforming their brands. I certainly hope that they do more fashion-related events here because it's such an amplifier for messaging. So I don't really have a background in sustainability. I don't have a background in ethical fashion, sustainable development goals. I only have learned all about it because of my passion for it. And so how I come to the table and what I try to tell people is like, you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be a top designer. You have to just be somebody that has passion and that cares in order to change the world. And so what I hope people that are listening to this will actually get inspired, because there's probably something that's been lurking in the back of their head for a really long time that they thought, gosh, you know, I really want to do this to make a change. And if that dude Patrick can go from what he was doing 5 years ago, which I'm not going to tell you about, to what he was doing now, sitting up at the United Nations talking about all this amazing, incredible stuff, then anybody can change the world. So it's about all of us getting in touch with our inspiration and activating it. So that's the last one.
If Patrick Duffy can do it, you can do it. Amazing. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us.